right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
This is Ducello Asserts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers, because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at Welcome Rug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place, because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more. And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
From the Colorado Media School campus in Lakewood, Colorado, the premier radio show on GoMileHigh.com, this is The Press Box.
Welcome one, welcome all to The Press Box, the premier sports show of GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network. I am Tanner Freeze. I'll be driving the show for you today. I am a little rusty. It's been a while, but you get to hear my voice again for about 30, 40 minutes. I'm accompanied by Roddy, Dylan, and I got Dust Squirrel behind the glass running the board.
Making sure
the show happens. How you doing back there, Squirrel? How we doing here, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Just Roddy.
Hey, Roddy. Yeah, what's up, man? It's the first time I did a show with you, so it's going to be
great. It's going to be a good show. I feel like you know your stuff.
I think I know a little bit.
I know a little bit. In that fact. And we got Dylan tracking down some headphones. He'll be back here shortly. If you've got any questions, comments, or opinions of what we are talking about here, you can hit us up on the CMS listener line. That is at 303-937-6548. Connect with us on GoMileHigh.com. Reach out, give us a like on Facebook. We're looking up GoMileHigh, or follow us on Twitter at GoMileHigh. All that being said, we are diving right into this. First segment is going to be the World Series reaction. On Tuesday, the Dodgers won Game 6 against the Tampa Bay Rays, 3-1. There was a lot of controversy in the middle of the game and a lot of controversy at the end of the game. We're going to start off with the controversy that happened in the middle of the game. In the fifth inning, Blake Snell was pulled from the game.
The worst decision ever.
It was an analytics-based decision. Blake Snell, in 5.1 innings pitched, gave up one hit, one run, and had 9 strikeouts. He was dealing. Nobody was hitting off of him. And
you pulled him.
Yeah, you pulled him. I don't know what Zach Cass was. Is Zach Cass
Why?
Correctly?
You should be fired
Kevin
right
Kevin Cass, there we go.
been fired right there on the spot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you feed your opinions. Yeah. What we're here for. Like, I want to hear it. Like, do you guys, obviously, you don't agree with the decision. I don't agree with this decision. Squirrel, are you an analytics-based, I mean,
no.
I'm asking somebody going by the squirrel if he's an analytics-based thinker.
You know, in some aspects, I could see where Kevin Nash's mind was at, where the pitcher that he had, the batter was 0-16 against the pitcher. I don't think that makes a difference. Blake Snell, like you said, wheeling and dealing, 9 Ks, gave up one hit, and you go to the bullpen? Come on. Like, that guy could have kept going, I think, two more innings. You know,
and
you can't. You can't sit there and not let that keep on running until, you know, if he'd have put a man on second, all right, I could have seen you started thinking about it. It is the World Series. You are only up one run.
Analytics is out the window. I'm sorry.
It's got to be out the window in the sixth game of the World Series,
it's out of the window.
In the middle of the season, you got to pick up a few games. Okay.
Well, the logic is between, or what the analytics say, or trying to put logic to the analytics, is that by time a pitcher gets to the back, by the time the hitters are coming through a third time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have a beat on the pitcher, and that's usually where the pitcher starts to give up some runs.
I don't
the
care about those analytics. Success. He struck out Mookie Betts twice.
Yes.
Okay.
Just
providing that context, you know what I mean? Got to provide the context here with Sport Radio.
Yes, a man on. Mookie Betts was coming up to bat. Doesn't matter. Mookie was nowhere close to those 3 to 5 pitches that Blake Snell had given him before. What the heck made you think Mookie was just going to tear him apart? The next pitcher comes in. Mookie literally hit second pitch, took it down the line. You know,
yep, double.
Wrote the ship. That was it.
Yep, it was just crazy.
Yeah, and his pitch count, 73 pitches.
73
pitches.
That's it.
That is a decision that I think will get.
It's terrible. It's going to get run through the mud. I know hindsight is 20/20, but no, you don't do it. I mean, I understand analytics is just basically, you know, a part of baseball right now, and you got to look at it. But in the World Series, you're fighting with your gut. You're looking at your eyes. You trust your eyes right then and there. And you see that this man is pitching a good beauty of a game, and you keep him in there. And this is the game on the line. There's no more tomorrows. There's nothing else. Yep. There's nothing stats to back up at that point in time. So you have to play your best play at the time.
I don't want to discredit the Dodgers bullpen. Because they came in and they pitched 4 or 5 shutout innings after Gonsolin, you know, did his little work. Honestly, pretty much the only offensive play of the game was first run home run in the first inning off the second or third pitch of the game. And then the Rays didn't really do much after that, which in a game where they needed to put up 6 to 7 runs, dude, they didn't get the bats working.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, you can always – there's more than one area of fault for the Rays in this, you know, Cash's decision, the pitching, they brought in Anderson, right? Anderson, yep. Botching that entire next couple innings for the fifth and the sixth. So, yes, but the highlight, the key point for the Rays will be and will forever be the decision to pull Snell with 73 pitches and 9 strikeouts in the fifth inning in a 1-1 game.
If that didn't solidify, you know, what baseball decision is all about, I'm talking – bottom of the top of the ninth inning, guys. Why are you not swinging at all?
I don't know.
I know Urias was dialed in, but he gave you 3 fastballs down the gut, and you didn't. He literally swung at the worst of the 3, and then stare. This is the last pitch of the World Series, and you stare it down.
I have a theory that as soon as Snell left the game, that was a tremendous momentum shift. Kind of like very equivalent to like a turnover in football, something like that, because you saw on both sides, you saw the Dodgers light up. Mookie Betts is smiling, hiding his face, making all these gestures to the third base coach or the first base coach. Then you have the Rays. You see them just kind of sink down a little bit. They slump down. It's almost like they lost their fight the second they knew they didn't have Snell in their pitching and they start giving up runs. You know what I mean? It's demoralizing. I don't get it, but that's to me what it appeared to be. And we also have Dylan back. Dylan has wrangled down some headphones, and he has got in front of the microphone. How you doing, Dylan?
Good.
Good, good. We are in the middle of segment one, talking about our World Series reaction. We are just going to be wrapping up the Snell.
Well, we talked enough about that. I'm really about the other part of that.
I
got
to make sure we have enough time to talk about part two here. The other big part is going to be Justin Turner being pulled in the sixth inning after testing positive prior to the game and insisting on playing, then returning to the field to celebrate. Before you go off, I have the statement from MLB. Immediately upon receiving notice from the laboratory of a positive test, protocols were triggered, leading to the removal of Justin Turner from last night's game. Turner was placed into isolation for the safety of those around him. However, following the Dodgers' victory, it is clear that Turner chose to disregard and agreed upon joint protocols in the instructions he has given regarding the safety protocols of others. I see you getting antsy over there. Yada, yada, yada. He messed up. They're wrong. Mm-hmm. But this, he shouldn't even have been in the game because he tested positive before.
Yeah.
Right? And
oh,
then he insisted on playing.
God. This
Take
is,
it away, Roddy.
This is Take Major it. League Baseball copping out big time.
You say this like
this
last
is,
year was.
This was is Major League Baseball's fault. This is not. Justin Turner's fault. This is Major League Baseball's fault. If he had a positive test before the game, what were you supposed to do? Now, listen. Now, you was going to take him out, just him out? This is the seventh game. Well, who has he been around? You was going to stop. You supposed to stop the whole game.
Yeah.
You are supposed to stop the whole game. So don't give me like, oh, we care. We did everything in our power to stop Justin Turner for playing the game. You pulled him out in the sixth inning. So when did you actually know about this? Like, wouldn't Major League Baseball actually know? You didn't know. You didn't find out in the fifth inning. It's like, oh, we got to get this guy off the field. And you continued to play anyway after you found out he does have a positive test. Period. No, you do not. I do not blame Justin Turner for going back out on the field. Now, I do blame him for taking off his mask after he found out he had COVID and everything.
Yeah.
But I don't blame him for going back out on the field after I didn't play the whole season of, you know, Major League Baseball and we finally win the World Series. No, you can't celebrate. You got COVID. Yeah, oh, we
it's
pull
all about
you out
the money,
the sixth
man.
Time. It's all about the money. So don't give me that. Oh, well, he broke protocols. Or we agreed with the players. No, stop it. This is Major League Baseball's problem, and they didn't do it. They didn't handle it right. I don't blame it. You do not find them. You do not counsel them. You don't do anything. I'm sorry.
I think
fire Rob
there
Manfred.
It is. There it is. There
fire
it is.
Rob
there
Manfred.
It is.
Hashtag it.
This is this cannot go on like this. This man cannot keep running an organization as such as the Major League Baseball in such a fashion where he's doing everything literally wrong and keeping his job.
Because last season in Major League Baseball was the smoothest ever, right? There was no controversy. There was no –
They couldn't even get the season started right. So, yeah. No, don't give me this stuff. Don't even give me this stuff.
That was sarcasm because there was the loaded balls – with and the holes we
trash
got under
can
the rug,
gate
can trash can gate yeah
baseball has just been going downhill ever since. I
said,
mean
if you ain't
ever
cheating,
since
you
the steroid
trying,
the steroid wars
if you ain't cheating,
let them keep using them. I'm sorry.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I'm about that. Dylan, what do you think about all this going on here with Turner and his decision to come back onto the field and celebrate after testing positive for COVID?
I'm not saying that Turner's like completely without guilt here. He did a lot of things wrong, but everyone's trying to put all the
blame
on
him.
Him.
No, you don't do that.
Yeah, like he's not exactly innocent here, but he shouldn't have even been in an opportunity to where everyone was celebrating in front of him, because I can understand the allure of wanting to go out and celebrate with your friends. He shouldn't have, but they're acting like oh no, it's we did everything we possibly could to keep that from happening. They did nothing.
No, you didn't. He played.
I mean, you're going to take
if
away.
You would have done everything you could if you wouldn't have played the baseball game.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, is you think there's people in Tampa calling for the, you know, like a redo?
No.
Probably. Why not?
But you know, if Turner tested positive before the game and he went out with the rest of the team, the whole Dodger organization.
If Turner's testing positive in game six, I mean, there's probably a substantial amount of Dodgers and Rays for that fact
that are
tested positive.
Right.
Major League Baseball did not want to lose their revenue. They didn't want to have this scene. They just want to push forward. Gentlemen, we are running short on time for this segment. So in the last minute or two here, I want to ask you all, realistically, even though the Dodgers won, let's pretend the Rays won. Let's pretend a team that you even liked won. Let's say the Rockies won. Does this season count for you? Is there an asterisk next to it? Do you hold it with full legitimacy? Why is that? There's going to be some people that are going to say
definitely
it doesn't count,
asterisk.
Obviously. Like, why?
You only played 60 games. That's not even a third of the football, baseball games out there. So
most teams are just now starting to get warmed up in a season.
Yeah, about a warm up in a season. So you didn't play a complete full season. I know it was a shortened season. You get an asterisk. You get the World Series trophy and everything, but you just not
I know
even.
There won't be an asterisk. You know, obviously in ESPN and the record books.
No, there will be.
But I'm sure. No, I don't think they will.
COVID
be.
Season.
I don't. Right I don't think. No, because look, even a
it still counts. You won the World Series. You still counts.
Even in the World Wars seasons, bro, they don't have an asterisk there. You know what I'm saying?
But they played a full season.
Still, but I mean, shouldn't you have an asterisk? It's a World War.
They gone, okay.
Is this not considered a world war right now?
Oh, COVID, I mean, it's a pandemic and a war are very different things here. And as you can hear, that is Bump Out Music. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, at Tanner Freeze, at The Squirrel, and at Lyman Roddy. That is LymanRoddy. That is our World Series reaction. And we come back, we're talking Broncos. Got a big one coming up. Really important game, in my opinion. Stay tuned.
This is Ducello Asserts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft, and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturtz. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at Welcome Rug and at Orange Mamba 22 to check out the latest podcast.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Okay.
Good choice.
Look at that. We're back here in the press box of the Premier Sports Show of GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network. Still listening to Tanner, Roddy, Dylan, and the Squirrel behind the glass running the board.
Inspirational music.
Stepping up our bump-in game. I like this. This gets you ready to go. Want to run through a wall, go do some athletic stuff. I wish my body wasn't beat to crap. Welcome back, everybody. Segment 2 is going to be Broncos talk. They are having a season that not a lot of people would have liked to have seen. Some people predicted it. I definitely did not. I'm taking a little thrown a little off by it. There we go. Because I did not think the injuries are going to be as big of an issue. But diving right into this. Gentlemen, do we think Drew Lock can or will outduel Justin Herbert? I got some numbers to throw around real quick. Just before you laugh, let me get the numbers out there. Drew Lock in a shortened season.
You put all the numbers out
games,
there you want to.
679 yards, 1 touchdown, 4 interceptions, 28.9 QBR. Justin Herbert, 1,542 pass yards, almost about 900 more. 12 passing touchdowns, 11 more. 3 interceptions, 1 less interception, and a 74.4 QBR, about 50% better. So
That's the microphone crackling up.
All right. So we don't think that Drew Lock can outduel Justin Herbert this weekend, but do we think the Broncos can find a way to win this game against the Chargers this weekend?
No.
Okay. Why is that?
I don't
why?
Think so.
Tell, give me a reason why the Chargers are so are your a lock.
They're not a lock. I live in Denver. Okay. So I always think they have a chance to win. They're playing the game here in Mile High. So I don't know if you know the high altitude is going to affect the Los Angeles Chargers players.
Which is the only home field advantage in the NFL nowadays with no big crowds. The home team does not have the crowd noise. So a lot of those games.
However, this could be a revenge game for Melvin Gordon now. Now, I mean, he's playing against his old team who let him go just for a sweetheart of a deal. So you might see a little bit more, but I don't see Drew Lock this leading this team against the stingy Chargers defense. I just don't see that happening.
Okay. Dylan, Squirrel, anybody?
Anybody? I really, really want to root for the Broncos here. Because I mean, like, I'm raised in the Broncos.
You still think they're
going to
lose.
Yeah.
that's been the past 3 or 4 years for me.
I grew up here, middle school, high school, always root for the Broncos. And I kind of, like, on a level, I really, really want them to win. But you just got to look at facts here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the numbers are not there, but there's always the Chargers and the Broncos are always very, very odd matchups. Right?
Justin Herbert is playing lights out football.
There is no A or Y in his last name.
I know.
It's not Herbert. It's Herbert.
It's Herbert.
Ain't no Herbert.
When he throws the football like that, it's Herbert. Herbert.
Ain't no Herbert.
I don't want no Sherbert. I want a Herbert.
I want to throw in my little Herbert. Piece here, Tanner. Broncos have absolutely not a shot this week. I think they're literally staring at the potential offensive rookie of the year in Justin Herbert.
This Broncos defense did very well last week.
They did do very well. I'm not going to say they're not going to do very well, but I think Justin Herbert's going to put up about 30, nearly the same as what Kansas City just did. I mean, he just put up 39 on Jacksonville, and I think Jacksonville's defense and the Broncos' defense is about the same. So,
all right. Well, you guys have put me in a corner now because it's not good sport radio to be all in agreement upon a matter. So I will be the guy that goes toes to all of you guys and says Broncos win this weekend. Defense shuts down.
You can't
Justin
even keep
Herbert.
A straight face. Justin I know we Herbert. On Raymond,
hey,
but you
hey,
can't
hey.
Keep a straight
listen,
face and say
listen,
that.
Listen, I'm still selling it. Listen, I can say this with a smile
you can
on my
sell
face.
It all you want to.
I'm
gonna
sell
mind.
It. The defense shuts down Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert has his worst game as a starter this weekend in the cold weather of Denver and Mile High. Yep. And Drew Lock in the offense finds a way to get it going. And I'm predicting at least 30 points for the Broncos offense
well
and the
offense.
Broncos victory.
Tim Patrick didn't practice yesterday.
Okay, but listen, it'll be away. It'll be away.
It'll be away.
Deshaun Hamilton, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler. Melvin Gordon's going to have 150 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Noah Fant.
Sean Hamilton can't hit a ball.
Said it's time to put
him
or shut
nose.
Up. Listen, I think this is where the Broncos finally realize that they are at their best, not in the three wide. Like everybody's been saying this entire season, they're going to go run a lot of two tight, a lot of three tight. They're going to pound the ball, control the tempo, keep the ball out of Herbert's hands. Don't let him get into a rhythm. And I think that it's going to lead to some turnovers for the Chargers getting a little hasty here. Listen, you mark my words.
Put up or shut up. That's what he said.
They're marked. No they're recorded.
Yeah. He said, put up or shut up. So if they don't put up, they shut up.
They
don't put up, they shut up.
That's what it usually is. But okay. At least they're doing it now early. So I have a question here that is, how significant is this game to you? And to me personally, this game is of extreme significance. I think with the two young quarterbacks, right, you're battling for –
last place.
You're battling for the second best team in the division for the next 10 to 12 years, you want to imagine, right?
Yeah.
So I think that this game is tremendous. There's a lot of underlying factors that could play into this going forward. And I think that on the surface, this game is much more important than it is. Am I alone here, or is anyone sure that's
the
train of thought?
You're on that island by yourself.
At least they're going to be eating well.
I think the biggest factor that the Broncos actually have going for them is that it is going to be cold. And Justin Herbert doesn't know anything about cold. Well, I can't say that. He played at Oregon. But this is the NFL. The NFL on cold days is tough. I mean, ask Brady how tough they are.
Well, I was about to say.
That is football weather.
That's cold for, hey, that's cold for Southern California.
Whatever.
Is it going to be, if let's hope for a little snow, a little precipitation of some sort.
No, it's going to be sunny the whole day at 58 degrees. And football weather, I mean, okay. Only thing I can say is the altitude is going to get the Chargers. Maybe that people get tired. Justin Herbert.
He ain't going to get tired.
They get tired.
Man run,
that win, hey.
That man runs circles around his Denver defense, dude.
Okay, yeah. Come
on.
Once that, like, that thin air gets to him. You know, so
it's the only real advantage in the NFL now for a home team, the Broncos have it.
But I just say it right now. I just think Herbert is really going to have a 300-yard-plus game.
I have a guy on my Facebook text line right here says, Chargers are going to beat the brakes off the donkeys. They're calling you guys donkeys.
People listen? We have texters?
I have a text line right here.
We have texters?
Yes, sir, we have texters.
So,
hold on. Is that your personal line? Hold on. Let me shoot.
No, it's not a personal text line. It's a Facebook text line.
To whoever's listening, they're the donkeys, but as you heard me say, I'm predicting 30 points for this Broncos offense. I'm predicting Justin Herbert to have his worst game as a starter. And we'll see.
Worst game as a starter.
You also had a hot take on a break.
What happens?
About Vic Fangio. You think he keeps his job?
That's a good transition.
If Vic Fangio loses, does he keep his job?
I think Vic Fangio is going to be fired regardless because, let's be realistic, I don't see the Broncos making the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
No. It's
With the extended playoffs, you have seven teams on both sides. You an extra wild card team.
You don't give them a bye this year because of the COVID, the injuries, and everything else?
Man, I personally don't think so. I think it's not just been the on-the-field stuff for me. I mean, it's not like performance. It's been things of coaching, like when he forgot to call timeouts in the first week of this season because he was too busy thinking about his next defensive play, you know, things that a head coach needs to be on top of. Development, I just think he's gone about it kind of weird. I just feel like he is not what the future of the NFL is, and I was so resilient to have this opinion when they hired Vic Fangio because I was like, oh yeah, defensive minded head coach, old school is what we need. But if you look at what's trending right now, you look at where the success is, it's offensive minded head coaches. Offense.
Steve has come back with 30 points with what quarterback?
What?
You said the Denver Broncos are going to score 30 points. He says with what quarterback?
The one that will be starting, number 3, Drew Lock. But
like he's saying, with what quarterback?
Going back.
Okay, well,
Lock.
Steve.
If you want to ask rhetorical questions, go to another text line. Okay, because I answer questions one time.
We only answer questions once, buddy.
One time. If you want to rephrase your question, we can go at it again, Steve. Stevie, my guy. Don't know who you are, but Stevie, you're my guy now.
Big Chargers fan.
Oh, well, wow. What?
He's on the wrong radio show, then.
What do you mean? You're one of the – there's more Charger fans out here in Denver than there's out there in California.
Well, he lives in Florida.
He lives in Florida? So he's just all sorts confused. All right, never mind.
Yeah, all those Florida teams, you pick the Chargers. You pick the Chargers.
The farthest team away. What's the hardest team I can watch with my cable provider?
He's from California.
Are you sure his dad is from California?
I don't know.
Florida.
Sure.
Yeah, I picked that.
So many people, it's like, I ain't from there, but my dad's dad, my mom's side of the family, it's all that.
My
grandma
was an Indian, you know.
I met my first Laker. Laker Chief Yankee fan?
Laker Chief Yankee fan?
They're trying to justify it to me.
I'm a little mixed up, but I'm not Laker
Chief. My mom's from New York and my dad's from Kansas City, but I was born out in L.A. I'm just like, how are you going to like all these teams that are
just
so good right
pick
now?
Pick a team, dude.
Pick a city. Pick a city.
You gotta like the team in your city. Like, I like the Broncos. I'm a Bears fan first, but I like the Broncos.
All right, so I went a little off the rails there. But do you guys think Fangio has got some security here, or do you think he's pretty much cut at the end of the season?
I mean, he's had a lot of injuries and a lot of losses. You can't obviously put some of this on a coach. I mean, he doesn't have Vaughn. He doesn't have, you know, Melvin took a little step back because he doesn't, you know, can't stop drinking. Other people on the team.
Hey, it's not
injured.
Drink is not the issue.
Three,
it's the driving part
three,
after the
three
drink.
Three of the top wide receivers that they've had have taken a seat most weeks. You know, and I just don't think you can keep running and getting wins with the way everybody keeps staying injured. You can't blame, and I don't think you can blame Fangio.
Who do you get though after you fire Fangio? That's the thing. I mean, you just fire
dude.
All these things.
I mean, like,
but who
you,
you,
know,
who you getting? Who you getting? Go ahead.
You got to see who shuffles around. I was throwing around Eric Bieniemy, the really popular choice out there.
Okay,
but like realistically, I don't know who's going to be on the market. I got to see how teams finish. I want to see. I have to see how these
Adam
offenses
Gase
finish.
Is going to get on the market. Are you going?
Adam Gase is Gase a debauchery. Not- Adam Gase should not be a NFL coach.
Listen, he sunk Miami. He sunk the Jets.
Yeah,
and come on.
And he the only thing he on his resume is being Broncos. Peyton's little. I got
one more from the text line. Steve says Herbert or Burrow for rookie of the year.
Oh man, I'm really leaning towards Herbert.
I'm
really
still
am.
Burrow.
You're on Burrow. I like what Burrow's doing with his team, but Herbert just looks like he's got so much more talent, man.
It looks. I mean, Burrow's got some talent. Let's not jump that, but I think Herbert does a lot for that organization.
He does. He does. But however, you don't judge rookie of the year off the outcome of the year team.
All right, gentlemen. As we wrap up this segment here. Let's imagine the Broncos are in the running. They're having a good year. Who is one person you would think would make sense to trade for before the trade deadline hits week 9? Go.
For the Broncos?
Yeah, for the Broncos. Imagine they're good. Imagine their record's flipped.
I'd say you trade away.
Imagine the record's flipped.
Yeah, I'd say you trade away and you just get draft picks.
Trade draft. Okay. Draft Squirrel, they're in the hunt for the win.
Defense, man. You got to go defense. Let's go to linebackers. I'm not even sure who's on the wire at the moment, but you got to get some defense. Got to get things pumping back there.
When we come back, we're talking the rest of the games in the league. Stay tuned.
Yeah. We're going there. We're gonna keep on going.
This is DuCello. I can't do it. Zach DuCello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's gonna be the way that I would draft it. Which I'm gonna go with that. You're gonna have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. You think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Stern. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy. Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at ColoradoMediaSchool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
We're back here in the press box, the Beamer Sports Show on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Beam On Air Network. Get hyped up. We got some new bumping music, and I like it.
He does like it. I mean,
follow us on Twitter at Tanner Freeze, at The Squirrel, and at Lyman Roddy. Dylan is still working on getting that Twitter. Mm-hmm. And hit us up on the CMS listener line. That is 303.
What are you making your Twitter right now?
You could be Go Mile High. You could put him on there.
All right, just give me 10 minutes, guys.
10 minutes. So at the end of this segment, for segment four, you will have a Twitter for Dylan, but you will also not have me. I got to cut out of here a segment early. But my guy to my right, Mr. at Lyman Roddy, will take over and do a great job. We are going to be talking about football here, and it was titled something else, but I got to rework that a little bit. Going right into Thursday Night Football, tonight is Panthers versus Falcons, and the spread is -3.5 for Carolina at the time I wrote this rundown. The line may have shifted. If somebody could check that, maybe that'd be awesome.
Nah, it's the same.
Still the same. Cool, cool. How do we think the Falcons blow this one tonight?
The line is -2.
Minus two now?
Oh, just changed.
What are you referencing? Is it ESPN?
ESPN.
Okay, cool. ESPN. Wow, I should have made the bet today. I would like that a little better.
Yeah,
but
three and a half.
That's
a big difference.
Dumb for me. How do they blow this one? Because the Falcons this year have blown three games where they have had a 98% to 99.9% win probability with less than 4 minutes to play. There's also the infamous 28-3 situation that happened in the Super Bowl that I'm sure we all recall. So I guess two-part question. How do we think they blow this one tonight? Or do we think they don't blow it tonight?
I think they don't blow it tonight. I think they actually win. Okay. I said this inside the huddle. So, yeah, I actually think they win. I think you look at the Falcons, they're not a terrible team. I can point out all the terrible teams right now, and the Falcons is just not one of them. They're scrappy. Shut up.
That's a big take. Okay.
Five and two Bears. But I'm just saying, like, you can see that the issues are fixable. We know their defense is just God terrible. When Ty Gurley is scared to score a touchdown at the end of the game because you know you're going to lose.
I love that image.
So, yeah, like the Detroit's like, yes, they scored. Yeah. Now we can get off the field and let the offense get on it. You know, it's just crazy. I see Atlanta trying to tighten up that ship. You just got to do some little things on defense. Stay in the cover to the whole game. Just stay in the cover to the entire game and keep the play in front of you. And you can win this game.
I got Carolina winning this game. They still have no Christian McCaffrey, who has come off the IR.
Disgusted.
Trolled the team. Disgusted. Trolled Mike Davis by coming out there in a red jersey and then taking it off, you know. So that was pretty funny.
I was hurt.
Like Mike Davis and Mike Davis fantasy owners just got to feel a little offended by that.
No, Mike Davis fantasy owners are just like, woo.
Mike Davis fantasy owners are extremely happy at the moment.
But no, I think they get this one done tonight. Teddy Bridgewater is actually having a surprisingly good season. Robbie Anderson has been a top 10 fantasy wideout this
number
entire year.
DJ
Moore
yards.
Is starting to come up there and make his presence felt. And I think that it's finally coming together for the Carolina Panthers.
Number two in fantasy, or number two in receiving yards.
Robbie Anderson?
Yes, sir.
Good for him.
640. Only one tutty, but 46 catches.
He's a big play receiver.
Panthers or Falcons?
Panthers. I said it earlier, 31-20.
I like it. Who you got tonight? Dylan?
I got Panthers. Like Falcons, even when the odds are in their favor, they –
yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nice day. 82 degrees looks like in Charlotte.
The rain is not gonna get there.
So here's something for you guys to watch.
Tickets
as
low as $161 at the moment, guys.
Woo, that's pretty cheap. I went to the Broncos Bucks game for like $200.
Jeez, you went to a COVID game?
Yeah, I went to a COVID game.
How was that, dude?
It was spontaneous. It was so I was sitting on my couch at my parents' place.
I'm glad
at
I'm
like
across 12, the table from you, man.
12 o'clock, right? And then in my group text. One of the homies said, yo, tickets for this game on the lower level are only like $200. So we were like, thinking about it. Made the decision. So like an hour and a half before the game, we were shifted gears, bought tickets, got warm, went there, did a little pre stuff, and then went to the game.
Little
and it was a great
stuff,
time.
I like that.
Little pregame, you know. Man, you know how much they charge for
weird
drinks?
Colorado. Dude,
you know how much they charge
in
Invesco?
We're in Colorado. You got a pregame.
I'm not paying. There was a big White Claw can that was huge, and it was like $15 for that. I was like,
no.
I washed my figure.
You get upset when you go get a beer handle.
Hey, man.
You
go get this White Claw.
I'm watching my calories, gentlemen. I'm watching my calories.
To get a Bud Light seltzer. I ain't.
Hey, no, because
it up a little bit.
There's laws you drinking seltzer. So here's something else to watch tonight. I have a parlay, $10 to win $1,069. If Ridley, Robbie Anderson, and Teddy Bridgewater all score touchdowns, and Todd Gurley scores a touchdown in the second half.
Oh, so you got four tutties and one from a guy in the second
yes,
half.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For
so
what was the bet?
$10 free bet to win $1,069.
Does Bridgewater have
FanDuel
the
Sportsbook?
Run it, yeah.
He has to run it in.
So I'm predicting like a 4 or 5 yards. I know that's the sketchy one, but I'm like scramble or a sneak.
Is this is this on FanDuel?
This is on FanDuel, yes.
FanDuel Sportsbook.
This is on FanDuel.
Nice.
And shoot, I'm using all of them, man. Now I partner with American Betting Experts. So I literally got
BetKings. This guy's a degenerate
Draft
gambler.
DraftKings, Fox Bet, BetMGM, FanDuel, William Hill, BetRivers, Sky U.
Jeez, dude.
If you guys need a free bet or if you need a deposit match, I got you covered. I got all the offers. Just hit me up at Tanner Freeze on Twitter. All right. I told everybody to pick two games to kind of wanted to dive into. I'm going to change it up and do one since we have more company than I was initially intending when I'm writing this rundown. I'm going to go into the game that is not going to be the prettiest game. It's definitely not going to be the most exciting game, but it is nonetheless an important game with some significance here. And that is going to be the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles the lead of the NFC East.
Are the Cowboys still playing?
I think they're still playing. You have the Eagles at 2-4-1. The Cowboys at 2-5, right on their heels, a half game back, fighting for the lead. And you have your boy, who I just heard you say you like a lot, Nick DiNucci, starting against Carson Wentz.
James Madison, baby.
No weapons available. Actually, no. I read that Jalen Reagor, rookie out of TCU, is going to be active for this game.
Jalen Reagor plays for Philadelphia. It's okay.
That's what I meant. I said Philadelphia has nobody available, but
Ben DiNucci,
corrected myself.
Ben DiNucci,
I shifted gears on you. You didn't catch it.
Nope. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay though. It's okay.
My complete.
Ben DiNucci has an abundance of weapons. It's actually a very flip flop of a scenario. Mm-hmm. So will Ben DiNucci, with an abundance of weapons but a horrible defense, be able to get it done against Carson Wentz, someone who touts very highly,
Boston Scott,
who has no one except Boston Scott and Jalen Reagor.
Yeah. I really got Philadelphia on this game. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I just heard you say in the last show you got faith in DiNucci. How are you going to say that?
I have faith in DiNucci,
right,
but not against Philly.
What do you get?
It's Philly.
DiNucci or DeWentz?
The Philly.
Okay, DeWentz.
DeWentz.
I got DeNucci here, man. I'm not
going to talk much about this game because I'm not going to watch it.
I feel.
Is it on TV?
It's going to be on Red Zone.
It's going to be on Summer. No. Guys, this is Sunday night football.
I don't know.
Football.
It might be
this is Sunday night football,
dude.
Sunday night football.
Why do the Cowboys keep getting primetime games?
Because it's the Cowboys.
Power's
not
on.
Who do you got here? You got Cowboys, you got Eagles.
Shameless is not on.
I got to go Eagles.
Billions not on.
Going with the Birds.
You watching NCIS, Roddy?
Thinking that the veteran quarterback.
Are you going to force me to watch this game?
Hey, man, that's how they get you. It's Jerry Jones. He's a tactician. He's a strategic guy. Roddy, which game are you highlighting here?
I'm going to go.
That you were excited about.
I'm not excited about it, but I'm going to watch it. It's Chicago, New Orleans.
Okay. What a dull game.
No.
Jimmy Graham revenge game.
Jimmy Graham revenge game, yeah. But I think Nick Foles get it out. I mean, I don't know if Michael Thomas is playing. He's still having that high ankle injury still that he didn't practice today. I'm kind of wondering because do you know who the leading rusher for New Orleans is?
Alvin Kamara. Well, it's funny because Alvin Kamara is not even rushing a whole lot. He's doing a lot of
exactly.
His
he only died like three, so we can stop that. You know who the leading receiver for New Orleans is?
Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, exactly. So like, there is nothing there. You're not gonna have no Emmanuel Sanders. You're not gonna have. So I mean, and
Traquan Smith.
You got Traquan Smith, but it's like some other receivers out there which the Chicago defense can't handle. So I think that we're gonna get that.
Now, do you think that offense could get the ball rolling, though?
What?
The Bears.
Oh, and that's the thing. Defense wins championships, right? So we can score. If we score a defensive touchdown, we win the game.
People keep saying defense wins championships. Andy Reid Mahomes begged to differ upon that fact here. Squirrel, you got what? Bears, Saints. Your mic is not on. The button is
I
not.
Have,
there we go.
New Orleans in this game, guys. I think Drew Brees is going to get her done. I think the Chicago Bears are on a little down slope at the moment. Can't get that offense rolling. New Orleans gets it done.
All right, Dylan, give me a game you are interested in or will be watching or if none of those things that you have selected to talk about.
I got to go with Titans on Bengals just because I was born in Tennessee. This is like a borderline home game for me, and I think the writing's on the wall with this one. Titans 5-1, Bengals 1-5.
Yeah, but see, any game this year with Joe Burrow is super interesting because you see he has a chance. In all these games, man, he's losing close games, you know what I mean? Like, he's making it a fight. It's not like he's getting blown out. Like, these Bengals games, the Bengals are
with a 1-5-1 record are an exciting football team to watch.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess is the first step to improving.
Yeah, I can watch them now. Yeah,
I mean, I'd rather watch a Bengals game than a Broncos game right now if I'm trying to enjoy myself. You know what I mean?
I definitely would like to see that for Sunday Night Football. Let's put it like that.
We'll see what happens. That is segment 3, and I will be cutting out of here, guys. Thank you for listening to me. Follow me on Twitter at Tanner Freeze. You will have at Lyman Roddy, my dude sitting next to me, taking over. Follow at The Squirrel on Twitter for some great content. Also, follow.
It's not letting me log in.
How anticlimactic, everybody. Well, you have a good rest of your day. Segment 4 is approaching. I believe they're going to do some headlines. Don't want to miss that. Late.
This is Ducello at Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturt.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from the sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Hey man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
Welcome back to the Press Box on GoldMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network. You're listening to Roddy Rod, Lyman Roddy in the building. I'm still here with Squirrel and Dylan. You can follow us at GoldMileHigh on Twitter. So Dylan gets his, you know, Twitter up. You can go ahead and tweet him on that, and he'll find you. We'll relay the message.
Wi-Fi's not working.
And send him a memo and tell give him a question. So we're gonna continue to talk about football. I know that last take we was gonna talk about headlines, but we're gonna talk about football because that's the only sport that's actually going on right now. So, yeah. So Dylan, what game your other what's your other game that you're interested in right now?
I'm going to be watching Vikings-Packers.
Vikings-Packers. You know you're sitting next to a Bears fan, you know. Go ahead, but I hear you. You're going to watch this monstrosity of the game?
See, I really don't give the – I really don't give the Vikings a chance, like, at all, man.
Nobody does.
Yeah, because they already beat them once.
Yeah, I mean.
They just got to do it again. They're not changing anything.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not too, like, I mean, they're 1-5 right now. So, do you give the Vikings a chance in this game? Do you have that faith in Kirk Cousins? Are you a Vikings fan? Let me ask you that. Do you like the Vikings?
I'm going to answer all three of your questions at once and say no.
Okay, so why are you interested in this game? You more of a...
I'm interested just because, I don't know, I've always been interested in watching the Packers play. I like the way they mm-hmm. play. I like the way they beat the Vikings.
So you like the Aarons up in here. And yeah. Aaron Rodgers and Jerry Jones.
That's what I'm talking about.
So who you think goes off on this game? Are you... I'm putting you on the spot now. Come on.
We got to get you some mic time.
We got to get some mic time. I don't know. I mean, I'm still liking the Justin Jefferson on Minnesota. I'm going to give you that. I like the emergence of this. Here's a question for you. If you're a Minnesota Viking fan, which you're not.
Yeah,
but
I'm
if
not.
if you're a Minnesota Viking fan and you know the season's a wash, it's done. If they lose this, which they probably will against Green Bay, but if they lose this game, do you trade – for the Jets, and this was on Inside the Huddle. Do you trade Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen for the number one pick?
Crazy.
Would you do it?
Nuts.
You know,
I would do that.
I think I would because you got to change up something.
Cousins is not your answer.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again.
The same thing you did with Diggs. Give out Thielen for a number one. If Diggs was worth a number one, two number twos and a round four, why is Thielen not?
I mean,
Thielen catches more balls. Let's not if we they, can look hey, at the stats. Catches more balls.
Yeah.
Gets more yards.
But he's not a threat.
Who's not a threat?
Thielen's not a threat.
What?
He wasn't He wasn't more of a threat than Diggs was. Come on. That's why Thielen was getting all those catches and balls. Because Diggs would run that nine route straight down the field, and he'd be wide open, and there it is. He was the bigger threat. Who was the bigger threat, Diggs or Thielen?
I just think people watched Thielen more because he got the ball more.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
he got the ball more because of Diggs was the bigger threat. Thank you for proving my point. Again, thank you for giving my point. Oh, my goodness. So, that's the game. Squirrel, what other game you looking for this?
I want to give you guys actually four games that I think are actually
Above and beyond four. Over here.
That's the rest of the games. I guess I ain't going to pick a game. Let's go ahead. There are no other pick.
I really want to watch this Titans and Cincinnati game. I really want to see what Joe Burrow does. Against probably one of the top teams in the league. You know, obviously we seen him play Cleveland. We've seen him play a bunch of teams real tight, and I think this defense he's gonna have his work cut out for him in this against this Titans defense. And then I want to see what Ryan Tannehill does. I want to see if him and the King continues this nice little run. I think they played a decent game against Pittsburgh. You know, it was only 27. It should have went to overtime.
Yeah.
You know, they missed a field goal.
Yeah,
it is what
close
it is.
One.
Next game I want you guys to watch out for, Oakland and Cleveland. Or excuse me, Las Vegas.
They're about
Cleveland.
To say, I was like, what team's in Oakland?
Dude, I can't get over the whole they're not Oakland
yeah,
Raiders anymore.
It's Las Vegas. It's going to take some time. It's like the Washington
Las Vegas
team.
Is playing Cleveland. Two decently talented teams. Got a lot on and off the ball. I'm looking for Cleveland to take this one. Derek Carr is going to be talented, though. Josh Jacobs is hard to stop.
Yeah. Is this a for real game with Cleveland? If Cleveland wins this, seriously now?
You got to think because Odell's out. If they still do the same thing without him, I think you got to consider them decently for real at 5-2.
Cleveland should walk away with this.
I mean,
Cleveland should walk away with this game at 5-2. And if they are the real deal, they should walk away with this game easily.
Next game, actually, there's five here. I thought there was.
Come
four.
On, man! I got to have one game. Can I get one?
Go ahead. I'll let you get one right now.
All
right,
so I'll take a couple. You take a couple, and Squirrel will take everything else.
You know what I'm saying?
What happens when you're the expert, guys.
That's what. okay.
Listen, big NFC West matchup: San Francisco and Seattle.
That was the one I was going to take.
Take it. Take it. Tell me about it. Let's hear it.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to hear your spot. Uh-oh. I don't want to take your shine away from you. Go ahead.
I think Seattle walks away with this game. San Francisco's still a little bedridden, a little battered up on the defensive side and the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Seattle just looking a little strong here.
I'm looking for a huge game from my man, DK Metcalf, in this one.
Yeah, I hope he hawks down another one.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's all I want to see. That's the only reason why I want to watch this game. DK Metcalf has just became a huge, like, star from that rundown. Oh, my God. I mean, if he wasn't a star before, but, it, like, right now he is, like, oh, he is going to be the –
got
the
Dolphins fan in the building. Look at that
huge,
walking by you.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But, yeah, he is definitely going to be – so, you know, I take another game. I take another game. You just said Dolphins, so that's the game. I'm really interested in Dolphins-Rams. Like, Tua time, baby. It's Tua time. And I'm going to tell you.
It's too early for Tua, too.
I think it's a blackjack analogy. Let's think about it. You play blackjack? Have any of y'all played blackjack at the casino?
What's blackjack?
I mean, not at a casino because, you know, I'm not the one with
young.
The gambling problem.
I play cards a lot, bro.
You play. So at the casino, say the player is Brian Flores and the dealer is the season. And the season just dealt Brian Flores a blackjack. But the dealer just pulled over an ace. The season just pulled over an ace. Mm-hmm. Right now, so now dealer looks at you. You got to win right now. You paid $100 for this one hand of blackjack. And he goes up and he looks at you and he says, "Even money," and even money was Ryan Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. But if you don't go even money and you still get the blackjack, and if dealer doesn't have blackjack, you win a bet and a half, and that's Tua Tagovailoa. So now, Ryan Flores has been watching the board and he says Tua, and I'm not against that.
He wants that bet now.
He could lose the whole. He can lose his money back and not go on safe money with Fitzpatrick. Now,
this is the best six game start you've had in a while.
And exactly.
And now you're gonna just.
He didn't have to risk anything. That's my thing. He didn't have to risk anything, and he keeps his job. His job was nowhere near jeopardy and everything else like that. I mean, just why make this call? Why make this call unless you've seen a lot in practice to say, hey, this kid is the real deal. And I'm interested in seeing that. What about you, Dylan?
Always got to go for big money, man. I always go for the risk.
So you like Tua in this game?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean.
Why? Injury prone? He throws left.
How you know he's injury prone? He just had this one injury that set him back.
One injury? Most of his Alabama career, he had the same injury.
I say, okay. So they only got it fixed right now? Come on. You don't risk Tua?
Aaron Donald's going to say good morning.
Oh, yeah, he is. I'm saying, exactly. Why would you do this?
I don't know why you would make this.
Exactly.
Decision.
So you know something. You know something. There was no risk of keeping Fitzpatrick in there. I'm with everybody that said Fitzpatrick got the raw end of the deal here. But come on now.
I think Tua's about to have the raw end of the deal.
You gonna put like I'm saying, there's a lot of variables that we
Tua's
don't know.
Tua's gonna be staring at nice cut, clean grass all week, dude.
Who knows? How do you? How about if Tua goes off?
You think Tua's gonna go off?
I say this. I give you this.
Against Tua, the Rams defense,
Tua gets 250 yards total offense.
You gonna put that on the board?
30 pushups.
That Tua gets what? 250 yards of
total
offense.
Total offense, so not just pass.
Passing and rushing.
Jeez. Passing and rushing. 250. Over.
Let me look. I want to look at the line.
That's a good bet. Take it or leave it.
I'd love to
take
see
it or leave it.
Line.
Take
250
it.
Total.
I thought was under big risks.
200 total offense. 250 total offense. 250 yards.
I say he's under that.
You say he's under that?
Yeah.
You take that?
I say he throws about 190
military
yards,
push-ups?
And I think he only rushes for maybe 20.
I'll give you 30 Air Force push-ups. That's the you okay, 30 Air Force
30
push-ups.
30 Fair
push-ups.
Enough.
Okay. So 250 under, total yards.
He's under 250 total yards.
Oh, I say he's over 200.
And I got him under.
Okay, that's
cool.
30.
I like that.
Now we'll put that on the board.
I want to highlight this game real quick before we get out of here, guys. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I know we didn't say nothing about it. Two of the best teams in the league, number two and number three.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I'll tell you what. I think you're looking at an AFC championship preview.
Yep.
Possible.
Yeah.
You know, because Pittsburgh, I know they're in the same division, but number one and number two in the same division can possibly make it to the AFC championship together.
Yeah.
You know, they're obviously to play on two different spectrums because Baltimore would be – or Pittsburgh would be a 7 seed or 8 seed because they're second in the division. Now, I don't know which one is going to lose the most because at the moment, Pittsburgh has a better record than Baltimore, which is crazy to think.
It's not crazy.
What is Baltimore? 4-2? 5-1.
No, 5-1.
That's 5-1.
And they lost against the Chiefs. The Chiefs.
Which is, I mean,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that,
you lost against the Chiefs.
You lost
all
against
right.
Super Bowl champs. Yeah.
And
so that's
and like
not really
thought,
a loss.
Like we thought, that was the AFC Championship game right there.
Yeah, that's
right.
I mean,
there.
I think this is going to be the most watched football game this today. Today. So it's definitely going to be the most watched football game of the week. So this is the game of the week. And I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that.
I'm watching it.
So
don't miss out on New England Buffalo too.
New England Buffalo, it's a
no,
big slate.
Like
of
I said, no
football.
England.
Yeah, exactly. No England. We could get to that next week. Yeah, I would like to thank Dylan and I'd like to thank Squirrel for keeping up with the press box on GoldMileHigh.com. This is Roddy Rod. Catch us on GoldMileHigh.com on Twitter, GoldMileHigh on Facebook. If you want to talk to Dylan as well.
Yeah, I'll find out somehow.
We're part of the Be On Air Record. And until next Tuesday, we are out on the press box.
This is Ducello and Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers.